It's the radio segment that just pitched Vin Diesel a possible prequel for the Fast and Furious franchise.
Oh, no.
It's called Slow and Curious. It's 12 hours long, and Ludacris gets experimental.
Oh, wow.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we do weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other foof dragons just don't.
Aww.
This first Laser Story is out of Germany. A woman named Laura Schmidt recently left her husband of 12 years, and if the way he reacted is any indication, maybe she was right to bail. He says when she left, she demanded half of everything, so he took all their most valuable possessions and literally sawed them in half.
Oh, no. Oh, God. This is so petty, okay? Of course she demanded half of everything. You had a life together. It was that's what a partnership is. Yeah. It's 50-50.
That means he cut their sofa in half.
Oh, my God.
It's a love seat now.
And then
not love.
MacBook Pro next.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, no, you're just sabotaging expensive. Yourself.
Yeah, right. Exactly, Alexis. You could have had 50% of everything. Instead, you're going to get nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
Both of their iPhones.
Oh.
Along with other things like a shared motorcycle helmet, a bike, their bed, their mailbox, their big screen TV, her teddy bear. And he even cut the couple's car in half.
Oh, my God.
What is he using?
And the thing is like, maybe one thing. At some point, you've got to get tired of sawing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, this sounds like a multi-day project.
I don't know. It could be kind of romantic.
Yeah.
How, like, you send, like, a little half of a heart necklace to each person.
Oh,
each person could have,
shame.
Like, a half of a couch, mm-hmm. like a love couch.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it together.
Glad he's handling this like an adult.
He wasn't done, though.
Oh.
He sent one half of each item to his ex-wife.
Oh.
And he's selling his half of everything on eBay.
Ah.
Because people want that.
No, because he's just trying to recoup the money.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, now it's not worth anything.
Okay. As of last night, the high bid on the front half of his car was
$64.
Okay. Hey, they're just going to strip it for parts.
Smart choices.
Mm. Or you can get half of their sofa for $7. And he also posted a video that shows him cutting it all up.
Okay.
And the title of that video is in German, but it translates to For Laura.
I kind of want to buy the half couch now that I think about it.
Put it in a corner and call it a bench.
Hey, hey,
yeah.
Now we're talking.
There you go.
This next laser story is out of Las Vegas.
Party's here!
When you accidentally get locked out of your house, you got a few options.
Mm-hmm.
Crawl through the dog door.
Yeah.
Look for an open window.
Yeah, uh-huh. Done it all.
Or ram your car through the front door.
Whoa.
Smash, smash, smash.
I wouldn't recommend
that. Haven't done
that
yet.
One 18-year-old in Nevada decided to go a different route.
Oh.
She locked herself out, and her phone was inside as well. So with her parents not coming home for a few hours, she decided the best way to get into her locked home was to crawl down the chimney.
Oh, no.
Winner!
People get really hurt doing this.
I mean, Santa can do it, so.
He's magical, though.
I would have said wait on the porch, but.
Well, according to authorities, things were going good getting into the chimney, but getting any further proved to be a problem.
Did I do that?
Another problem, getting out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a chimney.
Yeah.
Lucky for her, her parents got home early, and they were able to hear their daughter screaming inside the chimney through the walls.
Of course, they got home early, like 10 minutes later. They're like, what are you doing?
Honey, is that Brittany? Where
is
she? Where are you?
And that's when they called the fire department. It took them about half an hour to get their daughter out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's actually faster than I thought.
But lucky for her, the firemen were trained in confined space rescue, and she was not injured.
That'd be scary to be in a chimney.
But their chimney much cleaner now.
That's
her.
True. Yeah, she cleared that out.
It's so funny. I just hung out with some firemen the other day who also told me they were trained in confined space rescue. That's how all three of us ended up in a porta potty.
Yeah. Well,
good times.
Wow.
This next laser story is out of the fantastic fanfare of food.
Oh, I love it here.
Big news in the sweets department.
Okay.
Pillsbury is teaming up with the cereal brand Cinnamon Toast Crunch for the debut of a new limited edition ready to bake Cinnamon Toast Crunch cookie dough.
Oh,
oh my gosh. Oh, oh my diabetes is flaring up just thinking about
it. I want it right now.
Me too.
They'll also be simultaneously rolling out another new product called Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cinnamon Rolls.
Yes, you
get
are.
Get in my belly! Yum.
Is that the kind that come in the tube and then you can bake them at home?
No. Those are the best!
Baking optional. If you can just eat the dough if you want.
So obviously that's a whole lot of cinnamon, but what does it taste like? Mm-hmm. Well, Pillsbury says the Cinnamon Toast Crunch cookie dough will be regular sugar cookie dough with Cinnadust mixed in.
Ooh. Oh, so good! I can eat tubes of regular
sugar
cookie dough. Honestly,
that sounds better than the cereal even.
It does. Mm-hmm. It really does.
And Jose, you will be happy to know that it is safe to eat raw.
Yay! What's the point of baking cookies anymore, guys? Yeah.
The dough is so good.
It's so good.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch cookie dough makes about 12 big cookies. Add a calorie number. You honestly don't even want to know.
That's not important.
Meanwhile, each tube of Cinnamon Toast Crunch rolls will come in groups of 8. Mm.
Yeah.
So I will have 8-in-1 sitting. Thank you very much. Both can be found at grocery store retailers nationwide starting this month, but only there for a limited amount of time.
Okay.
We have to get them.
Let's run. We're leaving.
Bye.
This next laser story is out of Celeb Central.
Drama.
A young woman named Faith just graduated from high school.
Cool.
And her father got a whole bunch of really famous people to record well wishes for her.
Really?
Nice.
Like a big time exec or something?
They included Mark Wahlberg, Bob Saget, Lori Loughlin, Kat Dennings from Two Broke Girls, and a few of the kids from the hit show Stranger Things.
Dude, that's awesome. Those are huge.
That's really a star-studded list.
And perhaps most randomly of all, Sir Ben Kingsley.
Who's the leader of the Wiener Patrol.
Isn't Ben Kingsley the one that was in...
He's bald guy, really famous actor.
Yes, I remember him.
So how did Faith's dad pull this off? Is he rich and connected? Is Faith some sort of exceptional child? Ooh. Or is she ill?
Yeah.
And this is some sort of make-a-wish type deal.
I hope not.
Well, none of the above. Turns out he had a brilliant strategy. Dad says, quote, I made a list of all the actors that Faith grew up watching, and my trick was emailing them on Thursdays.
Thursdays.
That's the day you get a response from most people.
Okay.
And then
I'll do a follow-up email on Fridays, and you're good to go.
What?
Where are you getting their emails?
And for free they did it.
Faith added that her dad found all the producers, publicists, and agents on LinkedIn.
No.
And when
agents, that's how you get to them.
Yes, you're not actually, you're not talking to Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
you're talking to his manager.
If his manager goes, hey, by the way, Mark, I need you to do something today, he'll go, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But that's not how Mark would say it.
I'm in the go.
Mark Wahlberg is often out of breath.
I know he is. I didn't know that.
With a Boston accent.
Apparently, when her dad messaged them all, he told them, quote, how I was a big fan and kind of the stuff I went through this year and how I was graduating.
Aww.
And it worked.
That is so cool.
That's
really sweet.
I mean, what an amazing year, too. The graduates this year are phenomenal people.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. Speaking of people who are connected in the industry.
This guy.
I mean, I don't want to name drop, but I did see one of Macaulay Culkin's Crocs underneath the bridge with this guy. So.
Wow.
Checks out, Jeffrey.
He's moving on up. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.